that your players listen to Sam and have a good feel for him. Is that a process for a new quarterback to get to that level?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think for anybody coming in new to a organization or a team, there's got to be, you know, you got to establish yourself a little bit before you can start to say, hey, you know, because I mean, anybody would be like, why is this guy telling me something to do? I mean, you just got here. So, and I think Sam handled it really well. Sam was a little bit more quiet in April and May because he wasn't really full go in terms of what we were doing. But I think as he has gotten more snaps, as he came back to preseason camp and we started rolling here in August, you could start to see him assert himself a little bit more. So I think it's a process. But I think it always happens when you have a new group together.
You were joking the other day about the slow starts and Sam, but, you know, obviously this is something that you need to get fixed. What can you do? Is there anything really you can do?
I think it's more than Sam. It's everybody on the offensive side of the ball. And we were a little bit more consistent in the Saints game, but, you know, didn't execute down in the red zone in the first half and then really kind of got it rolling in the second half. But it's everybody contributing to that. And not only Sam being on right from the jump, but also the offensive line, the receivers, and the running backs.
Chip, when you drafted Josh, did you view him as a future starting receiver? And how close do you think he's getting to that point?
Yeah, I guess we don't use those labels in terms of this guy's a starter because of how we use our receivers right now. I think we got a lot of guys that are playing out there. They're rotating in. We look at Josh as a starter right now, you know, not as a future starter, but he's playing 30-plus snaps, 40-plus snaps a game, depending on how many snaps we get on the offensive side of the ball. But we knew he had the capability of doing this. He was an outstanding receiver in college, came in as a true freshman and played not only receiver but was a running back. But we were really attracted to his versatility also, is that he can be a kick or punt returner. You know, he's a kick returner for us because obviously we have Darren. And did a great job, kind of set the tone for us with the kickoff return to open the game against the Saints. So we envisioned him being able to do that, and that's why we took him in the third.
Chip, is anyone from Southern Cal contacting you or your agent?
No. North Texas. State. The Armadillos or whatever.
They got everybody back, too.
Yeah.
Is it a distraction, though,
just keep asking questions. I guess the press conference, it'll be over quicker.
Yeah, no, I mean.
No, well, that's, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about another college.
No, I mean.
You got 10 minutes, so let's talk about North Texas. I know you have an obligation, and I understand it. It's going to happen. If we're not successful and we're not winning, I came from college. I'm going to go back to college, so. I hope someday to be like Coach Coughlin and win enough games where I can stay around long enough where that speculation ends. But I understand you have to ask the question. But I answered it the same way a year ago. I answered it the same way my first year here. It's just, it's an unfortunate part of the game because the other part of it is there are people that have lost their jobs, you know, and there's somebody, a friend of mine, in Steve Sarkisian, who is dealing with a big issue right now, and I wish him the best out of the whole thing, and that's how I look at that situation.
How much are you concerned about the talk of it, though, Chip, undermining your authority here or in your locker room?
Our players could care less about it. Ask them, I guess. I mean, I don't think Jason Kelsey's really concerned because my name came up with the college. I mean, he's concerned with going against Steve Spagnuolo's defense, which is what's first and foremost on our team right now. So. Just athleticism, and we felt we needed a tackle, a guard-tackle combo in here. We feel like we're confident in Josh Andrews, who's been dressed for all our games as a center-guard combination. We have Dennis, but we had two tackles out last week, you know, for missing some training time in terms of Lane and Jason. Josh is not a tackle. So when you're kind of looking at what we needed to do, we just thought that we needed to have another guard-tackle body in here and young, athletic guy, sharp, and we'll see what he can do. But, I mean, when you take a guy off a practice squad, he's going to stay active for you for three games, so we got a chance to work with him. But, you know, I know Stout liked him. Yesterday was really our first day on the field with him. So.
We talked a lot about you have third down defensively. You guys have been over 50% the last two games. Bill mentioned that yesterday. That's something that's got to do better. How much of a effort, how much of a focus has that been this week, just getting off the field?
It's been the same every week. It's just we need to, it's just like we were offensively when we weren't successful. We need to execute, and playing really good third down defense is critical to being a good defensive football team, is that you've put them in a situation where it is third down now. Now we need to get a stop. We need to get off the field. And you know, it's been an emphasis. We always have a third down period every day in training, whether it be in 7-on-7 or in our team sessions. But I think our guys are kind of understanding what we have to do. And a lot of times it's really the ones that really are the backbreakers are the third and longs. You put them into a third and long. That means you've executed on first and second down. Now we need to kind of finish it, and we need to not allow them to stay on the field so that we can turn the ball back over to our offense.
Spagnuolo's defense, what's different than Perry's defense the past 2 years you saw them?
Just the whole system. I mean, it's just an entirely new coordinator. It's just like when Gilbride left and McAdoo came in, the offensive system has changed, the defensive system has changed. So it's new players, different, you know, a lot of, there's some new faces back there. Landon Collins is there. You know, a couple of different guys playing different spots that they didn't have before. And I think they it's a total different system than they ran before. So
you have three first quarter points in five games. Are you surprised with all the talent you have out here that you're getting off to such a slow start?
I wouldn't use the word surprise. We just need to execute. I don't look at, you know, I don't sit there at the end of the first quarter and say that's surprising. It's a matter of how you play the game, and you got to execute to play the game to be successful. So,
when did Jerry Asnaro first get on your radar, and what did you identify in him that made you decide that you wanted to kind of?
I've known Az for a long time, maybe 25 years. You know, he coached in the same circles. You know, he was at Boston College a long time ago. I actually coached against him. He was at UMass, and I was at New Hampshire. You know, you'd run into him on the road. I know people that knew him that coached with him. I know Coach McGovern coached with him a long time ago at Boston College. Coach Dawson was with him at Maine. You know, and he's been to a lot of different places, at Duke, was at Iowa State. He's been around. And then when we had an opportunity, when I was at Oregon and we had a defensive line job open, he was the best defensive line coach that I had known of. So we brought him in and interviewed, and he got the job.
What does he do well? It seems like he's maximizing the potential of everybody he's working with.
I think that's really what he does well. I think he really identifies what he has from a talent standpoint and players. He's a really good evaluator on top of that. But when he evaluates what they can do and what they excel at, then he kind of accents that and really gets them to work at it. He's as good a fundamental coach as I've ever been around. His players have always been fundamentally sound. He's outstanding. We're lucky to have him.
Well, what is it a couple of days ago the Deuce had Ryan or whoever on the goal line? How much autonomy do the position coaches have to put different players in different packages without your rule?
We talk about it all during the week, so what happens on game day isn't surprising to me, but that's their role and that's their job. That's why they were hired, to coach your position. Deuce does a hell of a job with those guys.
What were the past Spagnuolo's, like to blitz from the edges of quarterbacks and safeties and stuff? Does that have the is he still showing that?
Yeah, he is.
And does that have the possibility of opening up the outsides a little bit more?
You know, he's very sound in how he does it, you know, so it's, and he also, the one thing I think Spags' defense are, they're great at disguising it, you know, where you think it's coming over here and then it comes over there. You know, it's such a Jim Johnson influence for him, but I think he's still doing a lot of those similar things, and that's part of us being able to recognize him. I mean, with any blitz like that, you can take advantage of it if you geared into it, see it, and are ready, you know, but you may think it's coming from this side and then it comes from here and you're not ready for it and you don't, you know, so, but he does a great job with it, and it's been a staple in the defense that he's running now in New York.
What is it about Jason Kelce that kind of makes him, you know, ideal for your system, just, you know, the way he plays center and everything?
Well, I think he's ideal for any system. I don't think it just has to do with us, but I think he's, in most teams in this league, the offensive line, and what happens is center-driven. He has to identify the front and identify how we're going to set protections, how we're going to set the run game, where we're going to direct everything, and so he has to kind of be your coach on the field, so to speak, at that position. And you know, he's just a really, really intelligent football player. Spends a lot of time studying film and setting tape and making sure that he's correct in his calls. But I think Jason could fit in any system in this league.
How's Nelson coming along?
I don't know. We'll see him on the field today. He did not do anything yesterday. So.
They're
doing a good job of keeping him clean. I think it's a product of the offense, too. Eli's doing a great job of getting the ball out of his hands quick. He's got some receivers that can uncover quickly. You know, I think sometimes it's easier said than done. Well, the quarterback's just got to get the ball out of his hands. Well, the receiver's got to get open, too. You know, and they've got a very talented bunch of receivers. They do a good job of spreading you out. But that line, they've made some moves. They moved Pugh, who's playing really well right now. Flowers was a first-round draft pick, who's playing well right now at left tackle. So they're doing a good job protecting him. I think it's 4 sacks in 5 games, which is way down from what they've been in past years. And I think it's a combination of the player. I think the moves they made with the players have really benefited him. But a lot of it really goes to Eli, second year in the system, playing at a really high level right now.
We talk a lot about stopping those X plays. Does that happen in practice, or does that more so happen mindful of it during games?
No, it's an emphasis for us in practice at all times, you know, and I know Billy and Corey spend a lot of time on it, but it's something that, you know, you don't not do it in practice and then wonder why it happens in a game. I mean, it's something that we have to continue to emphasize and do. So.
After the Falcons game, you talked about how you thought you had the need to pass against them because they had a tough defensive line. Statistically, the Giants are lining up defensively the same way, where they're last in pass defense but very tough against the run. Do you feel differently going into this game that you have to establish that?
I think maybe that was miscommunication. We weren't throwing against the Falcons because of the defensive line. It was just because of the coverage they were playing behind it that gave us an opportunity to get some passes off. So it's a totally different coverage system that Spags uses compared to what Dan Quinn uses. So, you know, a lot of things the Falcons were doing to us in that game was playing very deep, playing off of our receivers, you know, and allowing you to throw the ball in front of them. And I think that's what we did. We did a good job in our screen game against them. We did a good job with our backs out of the backfield against them because of the depth that their linebackers dropped. So it had nothing to do with the defensive line. It had to do with the coverage. So, and the coverage for the Falcons and what Dan does and the coverage and what Spag does are two totally different things. So
we talked a lot about Walter Thurman the last several weeks, but when you signed him last winter, what were you expecting? What did you think you were getting?
Honestly, what you guys see right now. I mean, I thought Walter was an outstanding football player when I coached him at Oregon. If he didn't get hurt his senior year, I was convinced that he was a first-round draft pick. But he had a really bad knee injury, and that kind of dropped him. I think he went in the fourth. And he's just been kind of snake-bit. The injury he had in college has never reoccurred, but he had a peck, he had a this, he had that. It was just, you know, different things. But, you know, that was the same player that I saw when I had an opportunity. My first year as a head coach, he was a captain. I mean, he was all over the field for us, was our best defensive football player, was always around the ball. You know, I mean, we really struggled my first spring of doing things when Walt was on the field defensively because he was always making plays, you know. And so what I saw when I coached Walt in 2009 is kind of what we're seeing now, and that's the type of football player he is.
Okay.
Thanks.